At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
It may surprise you how real Americans feel about the President of the United States. It's not what you would read in the news media, but it does reflect where many people are in this country, and it's pretty surprising news. It's all coming up after the news, 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Kremlin this morning is denying a New York Times report claiming that Donald Trump's advisors had repeated contact with Russian officials during the presidential campaign. Also denying it, one of those Trump aides, former campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Correspondent Jim Sciutto reports on what concerned U.S. intelligence officials.
One, the frequency of contacts described to us as constant communication between the Trump campaign and Russian officials during the campaign. This is last summer in the midst of Russian interference in the election, of course. That timing important. But two, how high level those Trump advisors were. Very close proximity to the president, not low level campaign advisors, the most senior advisors. Both those raising red flags with U.S. investigators.
Well, Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King this morning says there is plenty of rumor and innuendo coming out, but he says he wants to see some facts to work with.
I'm concerned, and I think it's worth looking into, but we don't know who these officials are that apparently illegally leaked this information to the press. We don't know what the transcripts are of those telephone calls that they assert that they have captured, and so I don't know the level of those communications, and it's hard for us to speculate and essentially publicly indict someone when we don't have any real facts.
King says while it's important to find out about alleged Trump campaign contacts with Russia, it's just as important to find those who are illegally leaking the information to the media. President Trump has his first White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Ahead of that meeting, a senior White House official says Mr. Trump is eager to begin facilitating a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians and is hoping to bring them together soon. But that official also says peace, not a two-state solution, is the goal. Thousands of people who live near Northern California's Oroville Dam are returning to their homes now for the first time since they were told to evacuate over the weekend. Authorities say the threat is less now and they're allowing people back in.
I really want to go home. I like school, so I kind of want to go back.
I'm happy and relieved that we get to go home. I'm still scared. I hope that it doesn't come back down to this. But we're going to leave things packed up, pack up more stuff, just in case we have to leave again.
Residents indeed have been told they may have to leave again. A final vote could come as early as today in Annapolis on a resolution giving the Maryland Attorney General broad powers to sue the federal government.
The House of Delegates giving initial approval for Attorney General Brian Frosch to have the power to sue the Trump administration without first getting the permission of Governor Larry Hogan. Democrats propose that legislation out of concern for actions they say that President Trump may take that could hurt Maryland, like a possible repeal of Obamacare. A final vote could happen today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A makeshift homeless camp set up under the Whitehurst Freeway near the Kennedy Center is now gone. D.C. crews moved in yesterday and demolished it. Authorities say the dozen or so homeless people who had been living there have now been moved into permanent housing. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,504, the Nasdaq at 5783. Sports, college basketball wins for George Mason and Virginia Tech. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. NHL, the Caps are enjoying their bye week. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-370-6100. That's 800-370-6100. 800-370-6100.
Is your copier or printer down? Visit carefreeoffice.com today.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown, really slow right now because of the incident off of Canal Road. You're trying to get onto the Whitehurst Freeway. So if you are coming off of Foxhall Road, MacArthur Boulevard, Canal Road, or if you're heading there anytime soon, you'll need extra time or wait it out. The crash slows Canal Road past the university, again to the exit to get onto the Whitehurst Freeway with one lane blocked on that exit to the freeway. If you're extending over to M Street, you're fine once you get past the freeway exit. Coming into Georgetown over the Key Bridge with the volume, Arlington crews say they fixed the lights yesterday, so everything should be operating, functioning properly. 29 Lee Highway, the lights near Fort Myer Drive and heading up toward the Key Bridge, but I do see a lot of heavy volume there for the morning commute. In on 50, out of Annapolis and Bowie, the earlier crash after 197 had it been moved to the shoulder. Then you hit delays again before the Beltway, all to go in through town. The crash, 50 at the split from New York Kenilworth Avenue, the culprit of those massive delays. If you're coming in on 50 and you might want to opt for 704, that works for you. Also, if you want to head 201 and head down toward Bladensburg Road on that stretch of town, Kenilworth Avenue will save you a little time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure goes south. Another area of low pressure north. We get a cold front through here. Colder temperatures by tomorrow. Near 50 today. Clouds give way to a partly cloudy day. Windy for the afternoon. Maybe some showers early. Tonight, clear, colder, 31. Suburbs colder. Gusty winds tomorrow with a few clouds and only 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Haymarket, 30 in Bowie, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. An arrest has been made in the murder of Kim Jong-un's half-brother. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. We have an issue where classified information, of which this would be, is handled in such a way that it is being given out. And I know in some cases it's a good story, and I understand that, and that's to some degree your responsibility to write that. But I think there's also a story here with the amount of leaks that are coming out of people that are entrusted with national security secrets and classified information are leaking it out. That's a real concern for this president.
That is Sean Spicer talking about the concern over leaks right now surrounding all of this story involving Michael Flynn and his recent departure from the White House. And so we're going to talk about that more with John Fund from National Review. Good morning to you. Mornings on the Mall, Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnaise. And joining us on the line right now is John Fund from the National Review. John, good morning to you. How are you?
Pleasure, and my head is spinning with all these events.
Well, I'm just going to give you the platform. You're an old hand in this town. You've seen a lot of stuff come and go. What is going on right now as we look at this Michael Flynn story and the developments that have resulted afterwards?
I don't have a dog in this fight, so I'm just going to try to observe that I think General Flynn had a distinguished career, but he probably did not have the temperament or the judgment to be a national security advisor, and it's a good thing that he's gone. However, he had so many enemies in the administration and in the intelligence community who didn't want him to shake up the intelligence agencies. I think they have stooped to and used tactics that are very unusual in Washington, and we should be very careful about them because they involve the use of U.S. intelligence agencies, frankly, as a political weapon to get somebody out of office. So we can be worried about what General Flynn did, and we can deplore it. We should also deplore and worry about in the future if U.S. intelligence agencies become part of a weaponized culture in which intercepts of private conversations are used to leak to the media illegally and then used to destroy people.
Many people have noted that the leaks that are coming are from the kinds of intelligence that is normally fiercely protected.
Well, U.S. intelligence agencies are not supposed to spy on U.S. citizens. We are a free country. If we do pick up U.S. citizens on intelligence intercepts, we're supposed to minimize any use of that information. We're not supposed to disseminate transcripts of it all over the government. And we're not supposed to have nine former or current intelligence officials talk to the Washington Post and the New York Times and say, this is what the transcripts say. The reason this is dangerous is we haven't seen the transcripts. So these sources, these leakers, and I love leakers, I'm a reporter, but these sources and leakers, they are not releasing the transcripts. They're saying this is what the transcripts show.
So
this is very
they characterize it and give their version of it, is your point.
Out of context, in context, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, John, this is Vince Colonies, this seems to me like the act of actually leaking and violating the civil liberties of American citizens is much more cause of both outrage and severity than anything so far that's even been close to suggested about anyone within the Trump orbit and their relationship with Russia. Am I wrong?
Can you imagine if someone from the intelligence community had leaked in September 2012, just before the November election against Mitt Romney, evidence that Barack Obama's White House had developed a cover story regarding this protest video as the pretext for the attack in Benghazi when they knew it wasn't true. Now, that would have been completely true, a legitimate story, but it would have been completely outrageous if they had used intelligence intercepts of people in the White House to prove that.
Yeah.
It would have been an outrage.
So where's it coming from?
It is coming from people in the intelligence community that do not want their iron rice bowl broken. Michael Flynn, for all of his faults, did feel that our intelligence agencies had failed us in Iraq, they had failed us in Afghanistan, they had failed us in numerous occasions, and they needed a shaking up. In fact, Chuck Schumer, if you go back to January 2nd, Chuck Schumer appeared on national television from the Senate gallery saying, I think it's a big mistake if Donald Trump goes to war with the intelligence community over this Russian stuff, because they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you and putting you in your place if you're president. I think it's a very dumb thing to do to challenge the intelligence community. In other words, he was putting down a marker. Don't challenge what the intelligence community is saying or doing, or else you're going to get whacked. Guess what? Donald Trump just got whacked, and I think the message is, you know, unless you keep things the same, you're going to get whacked again and again.
But Trump, regardless of who's fighting him, even if it includes now the people who work for him in the government, often chooses, instead of fleeing, to fight. And why in this situation did Trump decide instead to fire Mike Flynn rather than to keep him on in the face of this type of scrutiny?
Well, General Flynn obviously, at best, misled the Vice President of the United States, who went out on national television to deny something that had actually happened, that in truth, General Flynn had discussed the concept of sanctions with the Russian ambassador. You can't have a national security advisor with credibility who does that, and I think that Flynn had to go. Having said that, we also should worry about how Flynn went, and this misuse of the most sensitive U.S. intelligence information against a U.S. citizen who was about to enter the government. It's a dangerous precedent for going after political adversaries and enemies using blind sources, blind quotes, and information that is highly selective and not fully transparent.
So the president says he wants an investigation of this leaks. He wants to know where all the leaks is coming from. The thing I keep coming back to is he will be asking the people who likely leaked to investigate themselves.
Maybe. You know, these people aren't necessarily running the agencies that will be conducting any leak investigation. They may be underlings. What really should be of concern to us is, if there are nine people in the intelligence community who leaked to the Washington Post, details that they read in the Flint transcripts. Nine people is a lot of people to be looking at transcripts of private conversations of U.S. citizens. That means this stuff was being disseminated throughout government. If nine people were talking to the Post, how many people read this stuff and didn't talk to the Post?
I do have one question, though, about how this whole thing, and when you do the TikTok on Flynn's departure and what went before, it was 15 days between the time that the White House first learned about this transcript and that perhaps Flynn had not told the vice president the truth, that the vice president had gone out there and made statements that apparently were not backed up by fact and had been misled. It was 15 days before the vice president learned that. Do you have any sense of what was going on in that 15 days?
Well, a typical chaotic Trump White House situation that we've seen for the whole month since he's been inaugurated. And this is not to excuse anything that Donald Trump has done in the last 30 days. He's run a chaotic, crisis-filled White House, and it hasn't served him well. But this, separate from that, is worrisome because this can be used against other presidents, other people, other times. It's a bad, bad precedent.
Yeah, and whatever these people think they're doing with this information, I have to say that the president literally tweeted in the last 30 seconds, the real scandal here is that classified information is illegally given out by, quote, intelligence, like candy. Very un-American. And now he's accusing the people who are leaking of being straight-up un-American, despite the fact that they probably think, well, I'm doing my patriotic duty by undermining this president.
I think
there are official channels for these people who worry about Flynn's contacts with the Russians. There's the Senate Intelligence Committee, there's the House Intelligence Committee, there's the internal government processes. I suspect if they hadn't leaked to the Washington Post or the New York Times, that they would have gotten Flynn out in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I think it's not worth the risk of our civil liberties and our traditions about not spying on U.S. citizens or using domestic intelligence agencies to rush this through. It's just not worth it, and it should worry all of us because it will happen again and again.
We got to leave it right there. John Fun with the National Review. Good to have you. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, through Greenbelt, finally I'm starting to see some improvements. Southbound side, BW Parkway, inside the Beltway, accidents. We had two of them, now gone. Not improving, though. If you're using 50, you might want to rethink this or allow some time to clear out. Delays now before you get to 704. Not only does that go inside the Beltway, and that goes to the incident at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, but now a bit of an obstacle as you try to merge onto the Beltway inner loop just south of 50 where we have a crash. Also, rubbernecking on the outer loop slows as well. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. If you hadn't heard, we had an earlier crash near Colesville Road. Three cars had been involved in that one, so a little extra pressure on the ride. No extra pressure on 270. In fact, no delay out of Frederick through Urbana. A brief delay at 109, and then most of the volume through Germantown onto the 270 spur. Canal Road and in through Georgetown. Hang on, the crash jammed is Canal Road, Foxhall, MacArthur. The accident come off at Canal to merge onto the Whitehurst Freeway along the right side of the exit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a few showers early, partly cloudy and windy this afternoon, high of 50. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, 41 and gusty conditions. On Friday, in the upper 40s. Saturday and Sunday, in the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 38 degrees at 8:17.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
It is 8:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Vince Colladays, and this story from the Washington Post caught my attention this morning. Apparently, a homeless encampment that's down there. You may have seen it if you've been driving around town.
Yeah.
Go down by the Kennedy Center, underneath the Whitehurst Freeway. You see this encampment of tents and the homeless people. They've been there. They've been cleaned out. They come back. They've been cleaned out. They come back. Well, they were cleaned out again yesterday. According to the first graph of this story, the garbage trucks arrived, then a front-end loader, and the teams of D.C. sanitation workers armed with shovels and rakes, and within 3 hours, the small neighborhood of tents and barbecue pits that had become the mainstay this winter for homeless men and women and a nuisance for neighbors was gone. I want to know, do you like this idea or do you not like this? I mean, I look around town and I see a lot of compassionate people. They see a homeless person on the street, they give them money.
Yes.
Something I, by the way, do not do and don't recommend that you do. But there's a compassion for these people who find themselves in a bad way. And on the other hand, you've got people who live in that neighborhood who don't want, you know, that kind of blight parked just down the street from where they live. And so the mayor has made a point of going in and cleaning out these things on a regular basis. Do you support the mayor in this move? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. As much as my compassion feels for these people, yes, I think it's absolutely the right thing to do. You have to go in and you have to say, this is not tolerable. We can't have this. It's a blight on the community, and it's unsanitary, and we need you to go to a homeless shelter. And if they won't go, and if they simply are saying, no, I don't want to go to a homeless shelter, but you give them the opportunity to make a better situation for themselves, and they choose not to use it, then I think at that point, you're within your rights to say, I'm sorry, I'm dismantling this little tent city that you have.
Yeah, I mean, that tent city in particular, the one by the Kennedy Center, was apparently riddled with a rat infestation, which of course poses a public health concern. You know, I've been working in the city proper for 7 years now, and in that time, I haven't seen much of a change. And in fact, almost it's gotten worse in terms of just seeing the presence of homelessness. You see these blue tarps and various tents set up and sort of the industrial blankets covering people as they make sort of encampments. I can tell you, I regularly drive in across the Memorial Bridge into D.C., take the loop up around towards East Street.
Yeah.
And in so doing, I'll see, you know, a couple of homeless people literally using the bathroom on the side of the road during rush hour.
That's not good. And you know, your heart does go out to people who, for one reason or another, find themselves in this situation. Sometimes it's a bad economic break. Sometimes there is some kind of psychological problem with these people that they just can't find a way to fit in with society. You know, I'm not without compassion for people like this. But I have a hard and fast rule that I don't give money to them, because there are places they can go to get help. There are places, if you want to help out a situation, help those people that are in a situation to actually provide services to the homeless. That's one way to go at it.
Yeah, and the city stands to benefit immensely from not having blight all over the place. I mean, you know, the city, every city, obviously, it wants to be a place that people want to come to, and you come in the front door and you're seeing, like, homeless encampments. Yeah, that doesn't exactly jive with your ability to present yourself as like, hey, come visit our fair city. Visit your nation's capital. Your nation's capital is defined by homelessness?
That's right.
Not good.
Joe in Haymarket, do you support the mayor in this move? You're on with Brian and Vince.
Gentlemen, I actually do, and thanks for bringing up this topic. I am a small government conservative, but I will gladly pay taxes to take care of the homeless. I think it's a core local government responsibility to do that. They are living under bridges and in those situations for a reason. They don't have a place to live. I think government has a core responsibility to take care of them, in addition to, you know, taking care of you know, the environment and for tourism and everything, as he said.
All right, so you're with the mayor on this one. Thank you for your call there, Joe. Mike in Hagerstown, you're up next. Your thought. You're on with Brian and Vince.
Good morning. I live in Hagerstown, but I work down in D.C., so, you know, I drive into our nation's capital every day, and then what do I see? That's what I see. You know, that and all the panhandlers. It's terrible, you know, people just begging for everything when, you know, I have a heart on compassion like you, but at the same time, you know, we can't have that. I mean, there's places they can go, there's things that they can do, and they need to better themselves in their situations to make better choices. You know, so everybody's not the same, but, I mean, I completely agree that it should not be, and they should not be allowed to panhandle.
So the people who get paid to live here have trouble with the cost of living.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, even if you have a good job, it's expensive. Stephen Hinesville, you're up next. Your thoughts, sir. You're on with Brian and Vince.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't agree with the mayor and the process, if you will. As a D.C. native, I just see it more as a not in my backyard kind of mentality. And as the city is, you know, evolving, you see what was, you know, once okay and put people over in this part of town because, you know, we don't care about that part of town. Now that there aren't any more parts of town to go to afford to be in, you start wiping all this stuff out, wiping all these people out.
But the alternative is to what? Tolerate homelessness? Just have encampments just sort of set up in various public spots around the city?
Not at all. And the encampments, you know, no. But, you know, where do the D.C. people, where do the people who grew up here go, who are having a hard time go?
Well, there are homeless shelters, and there certainly are charities available to help them out. Is it enough? Well, that's an open question. But I don't think we can have, you know, rat-infested tent encampments, you know, right down in the monumental core of the city. I just don't think that's appropriate in the nation's capital. It's 823 on WMAL.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
New year, new administration, and maybe if you're working with the right real estate agent, it's time for some new neighbors. If you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of REMAX Allegiance is an expert on the local real estate market. He spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that will sell homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he looked to Frank for help. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and on your agreed-upon deadline, or he will buy it outright guaranteed. Frank's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity. And by the way, you know, it's no secret that I really, really trust Frank. So call the old agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. That's Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com. 8:25, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We want to get through Georgetown, but it's going to be a long haul. We're still dealing with the crash. Canal Road, as Canal Road would head toward the Key Bridge, make that right turn to get onto the Whitehurst Freeway. On that exit, the right lane is blocked. So Canal Road, the pressure on. We're jammed on Canal, MacArthur, Foxhall Road, and everyone to get past the university to the Whitehurst Freeway. Now, if that weren't enough, trying to get you there, it looks like we have a crash now on the Chain Bridge. Chain Bridge Road, it's only one lane each direction coming inbound, just jammed solid to get to the bridge itself, and out of Arlington, North Glebe Road, you'll be affected as well. And the George Washington Parkway, also very slow back near 123. So that entire corridor and heading in toward the Georgetown area, Key Bridge area is slow. 66 jammed through the tunnel over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 395 at Duke Street through Shirlington, off and on from the Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge, slow. And hang on, still seeing some activity, DC 295 south near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Update brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder day today, just a bit milder as we hit 50 on a westerly breeze. Maybe some showers around, especially this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Overnight tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, 41 degrees, gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 827.
After my pregnancy, I started getting spider and bulging veins in my legs. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
The caring professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million procedures, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are pain-free for the first time in years. I can wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Call to schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open-heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest-growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low-risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at InnovaHeart.org/TAVR. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan.
He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Coming up in just a moment, there is a poll out that suggests the president pretty popular across the country. When you get outside of Washington, we'll give you the details of that. News that you don't hear very often right here on Mornings on the Mall. It's 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump is weighing in this morning on the latest reporting on his campaign's alleged contacts last year with Russia. The president tweeted just a few minutes ago, quote, "The real scandal here is that classified information is illegally given out by intelligence," which he puts in quotes, "like candy. Very un-American," unquote. The White House says there was no contact between the Trump campaign and Russia before the election. CNN is reporting, though, that several high-level advisors in Mr. Trump's campaign did repeatedly make contact with senior Russian intelligence officials during the campaign.
High-level advisors very close to then-presidential nominee Donald Trump were in constant communication during the campaign with Russians known to U.S. intelligence. This according to multiple current and former intelligence, law enforcement, and administration officials. President-elect Trump and then-President Barack Obama were both briefed on details of these extensive communications between suspected Russian operatives and people associated with the Trump campaign and the Trump business.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. A Trump administration official says Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a Cold War-era arms control treaty. Russia, however, denies that it has violated the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Force Treaty. Advocates for D.C. statehood are making their annual pitch to members of Congress today. It's Lobby Day, organized by D.C. Vote. It comes amid an attempt by House Republicans to block D.C.'s recently enacted Death with Dignity law. And a new state audit finds problems with the cybersecurity of the Virginia Department of Taxation. The audit found that the state's information technology partnership with Northrop Grumman has not updated critical security patches. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,504, the NASDAQ at 5783. Sports, college basketball, George Mason wins, Virginia Tech wins, NBA the Wizards are idle until tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store, it's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. I've been on EMP 180 since the new year, and I'm down just short of 20 pounds, and I'm feeling so much healthier. Here's some serious stuff. This is a real story. I heard about a dad in his 70s having some routine surgery to increase the circulation in his feet. Well, there were some complications, and this routine surgery ended up being a hospital stay of 90 long, hard days. His son was keeping him company in the hospital, and he noticed something. The same people, day after day, and that they were mostly overweight. It's no secret that being overweight is unhealthy and can bring on disease. Well, sadly, Dad didn't make it through that hospital stay. Listen, your family needs you. Really, people, losing weight can add years to your life. EMP will help you do that. Please, do what I did. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a tough morning. Our second medical emergency of the morning, this time on the Beltway, Maryland, as you come out of College Park. So just be cautious here as you head around the outer loop of the Beltway, passing University Boulevard toward Colesville Road. That's where they've sent an ambulance. So patience for that stretch. On 95, southbound, as you push past Powder Mill Road with the heavy delays. On Route 32, if you're taking the trip between 29 and 95, you might want to avoid the crash on eastbound 32 before you get to I-95, and we are just crawling through that stretch. Crawling, understatement. In through Georgetown, the crash inbound Canal Road to exit onto the Whitehorse Freeway puts the big pressure. Canal, MacArthur, Foxhall Road, the George Washington Parkway is jammed down to the Key Bridge. We have a crash on the Chain Bridge, which jams the Chain Bridge Road area. 66 through Arlington and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Crews were responding to crash. So that entire corridor, just quite a mess this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming in for Thursday. 50 degrees today, though, is up a few from yesterday. May see some showers early, then becoming partly cloudy. The wind picks up out of the west as a cold front comes through. So a little colder tonight, mainly clear, 31. A few clouds tomorrow. Gusty winds diminishing by afternoon, a high of only 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Woodbridge, 30 and only 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to the show that tells you everything you need to know to get your day started.
Literally everything.
Everything, that's right. And again, this morning, we have Eli Lake on at 7:05 to talk about a story that has to do with Michael Flynn and sort of an unusual take on it. Within moments, the president is tweeting about that very same article. At the very least, what we can say here is that, you know, we bring you the stuff that's important in Washington, and we're glad that you're along with us. And speaking of which, you know what? If you hear the news here in Washington right now, it's you would think that things are not going so well for this president and this administration, and that he is widely unpopular across the country. But there are some tracking polls that suggest that that perhaps things are not as bleak as you would think from listening to the news coverage in this town. There are some tracking polls that show even you know, those polls that have not always been favorable to the president now show his approval rating at 50% in some cases. Here's one. The Rasmussen Report's tracking poll says 53% of likely U.S. voters approve of his job performance thus far, while 39% strongly disapprove. That's pretty good.
Yes.
53% approve of your performance. So that's not bad.
Yeah, and it's clear there's a lot of division. I guess the risk has always been, especially because it's stayed so political, the risk has always been, will he lose sort of Republican support? So will he break away from that 50% zone? And the truth is, he's not really losing it. He's actually maintaining a strong Republican base that supports
him. When you get out of the Washington, D.C. area, I mean, you know, we talk about flyover country, and I think it's very easy here in our bubble to hear the echo.
All that red zone.
But if you look at the vast red zone in the middle of this country, you know, when you just get beyond the Appalachians and before you get to L.A., all of that area is largely red. And out there, Americans are still very pleased with what they're seeing, especially in the issue of immigration. I got another statistic here. Apparently, a large number of people, 70% of, I'm trying to find the right, 74% of Californians, for example, this is in California, mm-hmm. want sanctuary cities to end.
Wow, 74% in California?
Yeah, how about that? What does that tell you? And 47% of people say they think the country's headed in the right direction. You may say, well, that's not 50%. Actually, 47% of the American people saying that the country's headed in the right direction is a pretty good number.
And not only good, Obama never had that number. Mm-hmm. So on the right track, wrong track, which we often look at, 47% of the country saying that we're headed in the right direction is a dramatically different story than the one you hear in the corridors of Washington, D.C., in New York, in L.A., the power centers, the media centers, where everything is sort of like hysterical overreaction to every single thing the president does, whereas the rest of the country is assessing it very differently, which is actually things are kind of going well.
A new Rasmussen poll finds that 57% of Americans support President Trump's travel ban on people arriving from terror-linked countries, and just 33% oppose the measure. You certainly would not get that sense from listening to what's going on in
America. No, not at all. When was the last time you heard that on ABC World News Tonight?
Yeah.
Did David Muir ever just like blurt out that Americans are kind of okay with the way things are going right now?
No, I didn't hear that.
I never did
hear that at all. So, you know, I think what I'm trying to say here is that in Washington right now, it's an echo chamber. And the major media news outlets that have always been critical of this president are just frenzied. They're in a frenzied state right now. As they, you know, it's a feeding frenzy, and this Michael Flynn thing has got people all riled up. And while we shouldn't ignore the story, there's a valid story there. I think there are several valid stories in that particular incident. One of them is, who's leaking and why are they leaking so much?
Yes.
But one could easily listen to all of this coverage and walk away with the sense that the president of the United States is not in good standing with the American people.
He's certainly not in good standing with the press. It's not just, I mean, the press should be critical. I mean, the job of the press is to be adversarial and critical and, and assess and offer scrutiny. But that's not what this is. The press, by and large, has a presumption of guilt. It's guilty until proven innocent. Every single story reeks of it. Look at all of the stuff that you and I have been talking about over the past almost 4 hours now. It's all just been the specter of guilt,
right?
Without the kill shot.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'll tell you what I think. If I were this president, the thing that I would do right now is I'd get out of town. I would go on a tour.
Just right back to Mar-a-Lago?
No, I wouldn't go to Mar-a-Lago. I would spend my weekend going to some place in the middle of this country where it would show, the National Press Corps would have to show them that this president is still very popular. Now, are there going to be people who protest? Yes. But I suspect that when the president was traveling around the country, he could draw crowds in some parts of this country, 30,000 people just like that.
Sure.
So why not go back to the strategy of doing that? Go back out, take Air Force One to some place where you know you're popular. 30,000 people will show. There may be a couple of thousand of protests, but I mean, there are going to be a lot more people who want to come out and show if these polls are correct.
I mean, his constant sort of regaling of the press, like, hey, turn the cameras on the crowd. Mm-hmm. We kind of grew tired of it. It was like, okay, whatever. Yes, we always hear you say that. But it is true. It's to a point of what you just said, which is that the press needs to be reminded, and the people who consume the press need to be reminded, that there is a story out there that is often undertold. And it's the truth is that the people who don't control the levers of media, mm-hmm. who don't control your access to information, by and large, do kind of think that he's doing a good job.
And he didn't get to be the president of the United States without support from someplace. And those people still, apparently, according to these polls, are standing with him.
Oh, they're out there.
It's 844 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
All right, you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year. I told you last month that this was the big sale that you needed to pay attention to, and a lot of you thought that sounded pretty good. Well, here's something that sounds even better for you. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending the biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year. You ready? It doesn't get any better than this when you're talking to the Thompson Creek people. 25% off every window. And here's what you need to do is pick up the phone right now and say, hey, Thompson Creek, I want to get that deal. 855-57-CREEK. Tell them your friend Brian Wilson sent you, and you will be offered the deal 25% off the cost of every window. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman. They design, build, and install their own super energy-efficient windows built for our Mid-Atlantic region in a local factory. They've been doing so for 30 years. It's specifically made for our weather patterns here in the Mid-Atlantic region. 855-57-CREEK right now. Give them my name. You'll get 25% off each window, 25% off every window this week. Put it into the drafty windows and the high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call this number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, online at thompsoncreek.com. 845 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Latest problem 66 as you come up to Nutley Street accident. Watch for delays as you approach and pass the Fairfax County Parkway. Again, past 50 toward 123 in Nutley Street for the crash. Inside the Beltway, we are jammed trying to get through Roslyn, Arlington, and over the in the tunnel and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Crews were checking on that merge that would take you onto the East Street Expressway to see if there was an incident, but the pace gets better there. Canal Road, trying to exit onto the Whitehurst Freeway, that exit ramp, that's where we had the crash, with all the arteries getting down to the Georgetown area slow. Crash on the Chain Bridge. We're at a standstill coming off of Chain Bridge Road and Glebe Road as well, so if you can, wait it out. And what this accident on the Chain Bridge does, we only have one lane going outbound during the morning commute, so it also slows outbound Canal Road as you come off of Arizona Avenue, so plan for that. Medical emergency, Maryland Beltway topside in the Silver Spring area, outer loop near Colesville Road, 270. No late problems. I do have some good news for the commute, and we've cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming in for Thursday. 50 degrees today, though, is up a few from yesterday. May see some showers early, then becoming partly cloudy. The wind picks up out of the west as a cold front comes through. So a little colder tonight, mainly clear, 31. A few clouds tomorrow. Gusty winds diminishing by afternoon, a high of only 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees. It is now 847 on WMAL.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Well, this is a weird one. Cecil County prosecutor has been found guilty on charges of indecent exposure and has resigned. Now, they had his sentencing yesterday in court, and the Cecil County State's Attorney, Ellis Rollins, said he filed his resignation Monday, a day before being handed down the sentence. He felt it was the right thing to do. So what was this all about?
This is not your normal indecent exposure case.
No, this guy is he's a 61-year-old prosecutor. He's in Ocean City, and apparently he's with his wife.
Yeah, a little staycation.
Yeah, having a little vacation over in Ocean City, and he was seen by numerous people on several occasions having sex in front of a sliding glass window that was open. I mean, that was, you know, the shades were drawn back, the curtains were pulled back, in full view of a lot of people who were walking by.
Right, high definition.
Yeah, I mean, it was like not once, not twice, several times, and a lot of people saw it. And they say, he claims, well, I didn't know I could be seen, or, you know, I thought, you know, people were far enough away they couldn't see what I was doing. But apparently, that's not the story that we get from people who came back to testify against this guy. They say it was pretty blatant, it was pretty out. And in fact, they said that he looked straight at them as if he knew they were looking at him.
Right, like just daring them just to keep looking. This, by the way, it was several police officers who were standing around watching this happen.
Yeah, so, I mean, the evidence was pretty overwhelming. He actually sort of got a break, I guess, because of what he does for a living. He got a fine and a suspended sentence, but apparently he is going to have to leave his job and go do something
else. I don't know. Did you mention this was his wife?
His wife,
yes. That he was having sex with. They've been married for 6 years, but they still consider themselves newlyweds, and they have obviously a very vigorous relationship.
I married my wife in 2010, and I like to think we still act like newlyweds, Rollins said. We had arranged a date that afternoon, and while I was waiting for her to come back, I walked around in the apartment, looked at the internet, wasn't paying attention to the women who were outside apparently seeing a lot of this. I was careless, I was lackadaisical, I wasn't paying attention, and I'm truly sorry. But it's more than just walking around naked, apparently, from everything that we can read in these stories.
Yeah, I think you've left people with an impression. It's probably time, if you're going to be a public servant, that's not exactly within the wheelhouse of your service to the public.
That's right. That's right. This doesn't fall under the category of public.
You don't actually get paid for that time.
No, that's right. And pull the drapes, please. I mean, that's all we're really asking here. The drapes are there for a purpose. Pull the drapes. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
You're terrific. I listen all day long.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Work less, achieve more. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. How many of you out there are working 8, 10, even more hours every day? Sometimes it feels like I'm working around the clock. Good news, then, in the form of a study by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It found that productivity is actually highest when people spend fewer hours working. The thinking goes like this. You can only sustain a high output for a limited amount of time. Then, no matter how much longer you keep working, it falls off. In fact, a 2014 Stanford study found you're really only at your peak for 48 hours a week. Long hours not only lead to fatigue and stress, they also lead to more accidents, errors, and sicknesses. A 2004 CDC report linked working overtime to higher rates of injury, illness, weight gain, alcohol use, and smoking. So, pull back a little if you can. It'll do your body good. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
You know the phrase, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail? If you're relying on an individual financial advisor for financial advice, you might not be getting the results you're looking for. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Our 15 professionals work together to give you complete financial solutions. For thoughtful financial advice, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take you around the region. Some of our tough spots still will be getting into and around the Georgetown area due to the crash that we had inbound Canal Road on the exit to the Whitehurst Freeway. Also inbound on the Chain Bridge for the crash with Chain Bridge Road, Glebe Road, even outbound Canal Road to get across the Chain Bridge. Quite jammed still through that stretch. 395, you've cleared out leaving the Beltway, but out of Shirlington over the 14th Street Bridge and into the 3rd Street Tunnel slow. DC 295 south at Route 4, that crash gone. In on 50 inside the Beltway at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split, that accident out of the travel lanes. Now for Maryland 95, still slow to join on to the Beltway and through Silver Spring. Earlier, we had a medical emergency. Everything's been resolved. And a quick note on Route 32, if you can avoid eastbound crashes before you get to I-95, delays before you get to 29. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, providing comprehensive care for patients with complex heart and vascular conditions. Appointments at MedStarHeartInstitute.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming in for Thursday. 50 degrees today, though, is up a few from yesterday. May see some showers early, then becoming partly cloudy. The wind picks up out of the west as a cold front comes through. So a little colder tonight, mainly clear, 31. A few clouds tomorrow. Gusty winds diminishing by afternoon, a high of only 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, Northwest Washington, 40 degrees. It's 8:56.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. By directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, February 20th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Well, listen, I want to say thank you to Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller for joining us here. It's always a pleasure to have you. And because you did such an exceptional job today, guess what? We're going to make you come back tomorrow.
It's truly a second-by-second consideration. Thank you for that.
It is. If you hadn't done well today, it was on the bubble. Hey, here's Chris Plant. Good morning,
Chris. You might have been able to sleep in tomorrow, Now you've blown it. Hey, listen, obviously the world has gone mad. The city of Washington has gone mad. I've got a couple of questions for you. What questions do you want answered in all of this, and where is all of this stuff?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.